Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks.
Always a pleasure to have you. We have an extended visit with you today, two 10-minute segments. Let's begin with a couple of items, one locally, one on a state level, concerning firearms. Let's begin with the Pima County, a new ordinance aimed at so-called straw purchasers, or people who get around gun laws by buying guns for people who are prohibited from owning them.
Right. But is it really? And I'll tell you what I mean by that. This ordinance doesn't address specifically that issue, but rather imposes on us, Pima County residents, the obligation to report if we lose or have stolen from us a firearm.
Okay.
So it's a reporting requirement, and it's mandatory. What the Pima County Board of Supervisors did on a 4-to-1 vote, and the sole Republican on the board opposed this
Steve
ordinance.
Steve Christie, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. But it passed, and it's slated to take effect in a few more weeks. It requires that anybody who has a firearm stolen from them or who loses a firearm must report to the law enforcement agency in their jurisdiction within 48 hours of the time that they knew or reasonably should have known that the firearm had been lost or stolen. And the failure to make this report could result in a penalty of up to $1,000. Now, the history behind this ordinance is a little bit interesting because initially the ordinance had prescribed a penalty of only $300. But the Pima County attorney wrote a letter to the board and said, hey, look, if you're going to pass this ordinance, I'd like to suggest that the fine or the penalty be increased from $300 to $1,000, because then that will give me greater latitude when I'm deciding the appropriate sanction for the failure to report. The law does not apply to law enforcement agencies or police officers acting within the scope and course of their employment. It does not apply to United States Marshals or members of the armed forces or the National Guard while engaged in their official duties. And it does not apply to firearms dealers or manufacturers licensed under federal law. But otherwise, if you lose a firearm or you have one stolen from you, you've got about 2 days from when you learn of it to report it. And if you don't report it, then you've violated this ordinance. So Pima County, as a standalone jurisdiction within the state of Arizona, now has a firearm reporting ordinance. And that's incredible to me. But it's legal because this issue has not been preempted by the state, and it hasn't been preempted by federal law.
So, can we take a quick call, Don Luce? Charles Heller, who knows a lot about firearms, is with us on the live line. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Mr. Luce. You missed something. ARS 133108 in paragraph J specifically says that no municipality or political subdivision of the state can enact a penalty in law that is greater than anything the state has. And seeing as how the state has no penalty for this, Pima County is an open and notorious violation of state law, and it is subject to a what's called a 1479 complaint to remove all state shared revenue from Pima County until it corrects its error. Why has no one paid attention to the law?
Thank you for the question, Charles. The Board of Supervisors specifically found that 133108 does not prohibit the enactment of this ordinance because 133108 prohibits the transportation, possession, carrying, sale, transfer, purchase, acquisition, gift, device, storage, licensing, registration, discharge, or use of firearms. And a reporting requirement for the loss or theft is none of these issues. And so it cited the Arizona Court of Appeals decision in City of Tucson versus Rainier, stating that ARS 133108, which is the statute that you just referenced, only prohibits local firearms regulations with respect to those issues specifically identified in the statute. So your point is well taken. However, the Board of Supervisors apparently did consider that in connection with the enactment of this ordinance.
So we'll see if this they'll be legal. We'll see if this is going to be appealed.
And there might very well be.
Yeah. So